Brothers and sisters.
像刚刚慈弟兄分享的，欢迎你们来礼拜五晚上的查经聚会。
Brother George has just announced that you are welcome to come and join us for the Bible study on Friday.
那他刚刚提到，你们如果懂中文的，欢迎你们来；如果你们要学中文的，也欢迎你们来。
He just mentioned that if you know Chinese, you're welcome to attend the Bible study. And if you're interested in studying or learn more about Chinese as a language, come join us.
这是实在的，因为我就是去那边学中文的。
This is actually doable because I myself have learned Chinese through studying the Bible.
I'm there at the Bible study to learn Chinese.
Okay. I myself are there to learn Chinese through the Bible study on Friday.
我这个在世上过了四十年的生活。
I've spent 40 years in this life.
活了四十年。
I'm about 40 years old.
差不多三十年是在美国过的。
Among those 40 years, about 30 of them are spent in America.
剩下来的十年呢，包括我出生的前五年。
The other 10 years, there are 10 years, including the 5 years after my birth.
所以那前五年也不能算在这个中文或者是文学的造诣或者是学习上面有能够说是有什么有什么作用吧。
The first 5 years are not, we are, don't consider them to be formative in terms of linguistic or language.
我非常的希望能够用中文跟各位讲道。
That's my, the wish that I truly wish to be able to preach a sermon, to give a sermon in Chinese.
圣灵也一直催步要用中文来讲道。
The Holy Spirit has been working in my heart to just to convict me to actually preach in Chinese.
弟兄姐妹们鼓励我用中文讲道。
Brothers and sisters encourage me to preach in Chinese.
属灵的长辈也提醒我要用中文讲道。
And the elders, the spiritual elders, they have also encouraged me to give my sermon in Chinese.
所以呢，为了今天的讲道，我准备了许久，也祷告了许久。
Because of today's sermon, I prepared for a long time and also spent a lot of time in prayers.
但是我连这个引言中文我都讲不出来。
But I can't even actually put the introduction of the opening of this sermon into Chinese accurately.
所以非常惭愧。
So I'm ashamed to say.
没有办法用中文今天给各位听到。
I can't give the sermon in Chinese today.
但是弟兄姐妹们为我祷告。
But brothers and sisters, would you pray for me?
然后呢，礼拜五也来跟我一起学中文。
And would you come join me, and then we can study Chinese?
或者来教我中文。
On Friday, or you can teach me Chinese.
希望慢慢的，我可以跟各位用中文一同分享神的话。
I pray that gradually that I'm able to share God's word with you. In Chinese.
Okay. The end of March is Easter.
三月底就是我们美国的复活节了。
So Alex and I decided to use the month of March to take a break from 1 Timothy.
Alex 长老和我决定在就是在这一段时间里面，我们大概是在从我们一直在读提摩太前书，所以我们要从那里停下来，然后花一个月的时间。
In the month of March, to focus on the significant events that lead up to the Resurrection Sunday.
我们大概花一个月的时间，把三个月这整个几个星期的时间来花来讲一下这个关于耶稣在耶稣身边发生的一切事情，一直到耶稣复活。
The death and resurrection of Jesus is the pinnacle of his ministry on earth.
耶稣的受死和耶稣的复活是他在世上啊，在地上的这个啊，他的事工的一个最高点。
He was sent to this earth for the purpose of accomplishing God's salvation.
耶稣被送到这个世地上来，他的的计划，他的目的就是为了给人们带来救恩。
And that is the will of the Father that he is being obedient to accomplish.
这是天父的旨意，他也是非常愿意顺服在天父的旨意之下。
And so in the next few weeks, including today,
接下来的几周内，包括今天我们今天的讲道。
We'll be focusing on the events that took place during that last week before resurrection.
我们讲到的大多数的题目都是我们的焦点是放在耶稣受难之前的一周所发生的事情。
We will look at Jesus entering into Jerusalem.
我们会看到耶稣进入耶路撒冷。
We will take a look at the Passover feast and the Last Supper that Jesus spent with his disciples.
我们也看到耶稣与门徒在一起，他们在逾越节以及最后的晚餐的事情。
We will look at what took place in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们也可以看到在哥西马尼园里发生了什么事情。
We will look at the betrayal of Jesus, the capture of Jesus, the trial of Jesus.
我们也看到耶稣是如何被出卖的他是如何被抓起来的，以及
被受审。
Okay, 被审的。
And then we will finally look at his crucifixion.
最后我们看到耶稣是如何在十架上受难。
His death.
他的死,
his burial,
他的被埋葬,
and then finally on Easter Sunday, we will celebrate his resurrection.
最后在复活节的周日早上，我们一起来欢庆耶稣的复活。
And our hope is that through this journey,
我们的盼望是通过我们这一段旅途,
that we will be reminded of who our Lord Jesus Christ is.
我们可以被提醒我们的主耶稣基督到底是谁。
We will be reminded of God's love for us.
我们会被再一次提醒神对我们的爱。
And we will once again find our place before our God.
我们也能找到我们在神面前的位置。
Shall we turn to our scripture text today from Luke?
如果你们有圣经的话，请把圣经打开。我们今天要讲的是路加福音。
Let us just read through verses 28 to 40.
路加福音十九章的二十八节到四十节。
我先用英文读，然后请你用中文读。Okay. Luke chapter 19, verse 28. After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, Why are you untying it? Tell them, The Lord needs it. Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them, As they were untying the colt, its owner asked them, Why are you untying the colt? They replied, The Lord needs it. They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down to Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen.Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. I tell you, he replied, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.
路加福音十九章二十八节到四十节，二十八节。耶稣说完了这话，就在前面走，上耶路撒冷去。二十九节，将近伯法其和伯大尼。在一座山名叫橄榄山那里，就打发两个门徒说：“你们往对面村子里去，进去的时候必看见一批驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。 若有人问为什么解他，你们就说主要用他。打发的人去了，所遇见的正如耶稣所说的。他们解驴驹的时候，主人问他们说，解驴驹做什么？他们说主要用他。他们牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，扶着耶稣骑上。走的时候，众人把衣服铺在路上。将近耶路撒冷，正下橄榄山的时候，众门徒因所见过的一切异能都欢乐起来，大声赞美神，说奉主名来的正是王，是应当称颂的，在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。众人中有几个法利赛人都对耶稣说，夫子，责备你的门徒吧。耶稣说，我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
我们大家一起低头祷告。
Father, we come before you this morning and worship.
天父，我们今天早上带着一颗敬拜的心来到你的面前。
Lord, may you receive the worship from our heart.
主，愿你悦纳我们从心里发出来的敬拜。
As we approach you by studying your word,
当我们通过读经的方式来到你面前的时候，
hearing your word,
听你的话语，
May your spirit speak to us.
愿主的灵与我们说话。
May your truth bring us life.
愿你的真理给我们带来生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Jesus had been telling his disciples that there is a direction in which he is headed, which is Jerusalem.
耶稣在与他的门徒的对话中，他一直跟他们预示，他这星期以后是他的这个道路是有个方向的，就是他一直是往耶路撒冷与受难的方向走去。
Remember some month ago when I shared with you about the healing of the 10 lepers?
记得起星期前我曾经分享了一个主日信息。是讲的耶稣医治十个大麻风病人的事情。
And he was passing by this town because he was headed to Jerusalem.
他当初经过那个小镇的时候，其实是去耶路撒冷的路上。
And we remember seeing that Jesus was resolute in heading towards Jerusalem.
如果你记得的话，当初耶稣他是执意要往耶路撒冷那去的。
Because it is in Jerusalem that he will fulfill His purpose and calling from the Father.
因为在耶路撒冷这个地方，他才能完成天父给他的这个旨意和计划。
What was waiting for him at Jerusalem?
那在耶路撒冷有什么在等着他呢？
He actually told his disciple this.
他曾经跟他的门徒说，
He will be given into the hands of man.
他会被交在人的手中。
And he will suffer.
他会受苦。
And he will die.
他会死。
That's what is waiting for him.
那就是在耶路撒冷等待他的是受苦和死亡。
But of course, that is part of the plan for salvation.
可是你们知道，受苦和死亡也是救恩的计划中的一部分。
And so this, as he sets his mind resolutely towards Jerusalem,
当他一心一意执意要往耶路撒冷赶路的时候，
there are two things that we can see.That must be pressing on his heart.
当初有两件事情在他心里，他觉得非常的沉重，特别有负担。
That is his determination to be obedient to God the Father.
一件事情是他是执意，他是非常他的决定一定要顺服在天父的旨意之下。
To fulfill his plan.
他要完成天父的计划。
Secondly, is his love and tenderness towards the people who has rejected him.
第二个是他如何能够对那些拒绝他、弃绝他的人，能够还有一颗爱和怜悯的心。
However, it is not just the cross that is waiting for him.
可是在耶路撒冷等待他的不只是十字架。
Because coming into Jerusalem is a fulfillment of the prophecy that he is the king.
就来到耶路撒冷这件事情上来看，就已经完成了当初预言的所指的，他已是一个未来的要将到来到的这个弥赛亚王。
This event that is taking place as Jesus enter into Jerusalem marks his coronation, if you will, of being that king.
我们可以把耶稣来到耶路撒冷这一段这个事件看成耶稣的加冕礼，就好像他被封成国王的这么一个仪式。
How did the Jews receive him?
但犹太人是怎么看他的呢
？In verse 38，
在第路加福音的19:38说道
，They received him by shouting and praising God, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord."
犹太人是如何接纳他的呢？第三十八节说到，犹太人说，奉主名来的王是应当称颂的。
Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
在天上有和平，在至高之处有荣光。
These are titles. These are praises that are only suitable for the king who is appointed by God.
这里面所用的几个形容词，所用的几个名称，都是专给神所高的君王所准备的。
Jesus did not rebuke them for considering him as the king.
耶稣并没有让他们住嘴，叫他们不要宣称他是将来的王。
The Pharisees did.
那是谁说的呢？其实是法利赛人这么说的。
The Pharisees are the religious leaders of their time.
法利赛人就是当初那一圣经时代的那些宗教的一些领袖。
They were watchful that no man can ever usurp the position and the name of God.
他们当初非常注重的一个教条就是没有人能够篡夺只有神才能有的这个地位或者名称。
So they wanted Jesus to rebuke the people.
所以他们叫耶稣说夫子叫你的这个门徒住嘴吧。
But Jesus said, if they keep quiet, even the stones will cry out.
可是第四十节说到耶稣说如果他们闭口不说的话这些石头必要呼叫起来。
Jesus is in fact the king.
耶稣是真正的国王。
He is the king who comes in the name of the Lord.
他是一个在以主的名来到我们中的君王。
He's that king of all kings and lord of all lords.
他是万主万王之王万主之主。
This is a fact that cannot be erased.
这个事情没有办法抹灭这件事实。
Because if the people would not proclaim it, even the inanimate object, the stones, will speak up.
因为如果人们不这么说，不这么称他为王的话，连那些没有生命的那些东西，比如石头，都会开口呼叫起来。
The creation itself will recognize Jesus as the king.
神的创造物，一切创造物，他们都能够认识到耶稣就是王。
There are many other occasions prior to this time where others would say to Jesus, "You are the King, you are the Messiah." But in every single instance, Jesus tells them not to spread those words.
在我们今天看的经文之前，曾经发生过好几次，都会有人就是很自发的就说，耶稣你是王，你是那个要来的弥赛亚。但是在那几次就这种情况下，耶稣都告诉他们你们先不要这么说，让他们住嘴。
Because his time has not yet come.
因为耶稣的时间，他的时间还没有到。
But now his time has come.
可是他的时机在这里已经快到了。
So his title of being King of all kings, Lord of all of lords, the King who comes in the name of the Lord is now fitting for him.
所以如果你说他是万王之王、万主之主，或者说他是这个以主的名义来的这个王呢？在这个时候讲是最合适不过的了。
What kind of a king is he?
他是什么样的一位王呢？
Who is this king who comes in the name of the Lord?
这一位我们所称的是以主的名义来的王是谁呢？
If we look at Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9,
如果你翻到以赛亚书就是先知以赛亚写的书第九章的话。
Isaiah chapter 9 is a prophecy about the coming Messiah, the coming King.
第九章以赛亚书第九章是一个预言，关于这个将来要来到的这位君王的预言。
Isaiah chapter 9 verses 6 and 7.
以赛亚书九章第六节和第七节说道。
For us, a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
以赛亚书第九章六节说道，因有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权并担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙、策士、全能的神、永在的父、和平的君。第七节，他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
He is a king who is with power and authority.
他是一个有能力啊，有权柄的这么一位王。
He is a king whose shoulders will carry the government.
他是这么一位王，他的肩膀上会扛着啊一个政府。
Because he governs.
因为他是一个执政掌权的王。
Not only that.Verse 7 says, the increase of his government and peace will be no end.
不光是一个执政掌权的王，第七节，以赛亚九章的第七节说到，他的政权与平安必加增无穷。
His kingdom will be a kingdom of power.
他会有一个，一个有能力的一个，王国，国度。
A kingdom of prosperity.
一个很繁荣的国度。
A kingdom of peace,
一个平安的国度
and those will have no end.
这些都是一些无穷无尽的，直到永远。
And he will reign on David's throne.
他会在大卫的宝座上执政。
Not only to establish it, but to uphold it.
他不光能坚定或者建立大卫的宝座，他还能够稳固大卫的宝座。
With perfect justice and righteousness.
他用什么来坚定和稳固大卫的宝座呢？是用公平和公义。
There is no other king like it on earth.
在世上没有一个王像他这样。
Not now.
现在没有。
Not before.
以前，从前没有。
Not ever.
以后也不会有。
Let's also turn our Bible to Revelation chapter 7.
如果你们有圣经的话，请打开启示录的第七章。
Revelation chapter 7.
启示录第七章。
Verses 9 through 12.
第九节到第十二节。
Revelation 7, 9 through 12. After this, I looked...And there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb, that is Jesus. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and of the four living creatures, they fell down on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, Amen, praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.
启示录七章的九到十二节。此后我观看见有许多的人，没有人能数过来。是从各国各族各民各方来的站在宝座和羔羊面前身穿白衣手拿棕树枝第十节大声喊着说愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的神也归于羔羊十一节众天使都站在宝座和众长老并四活物的周围在宝座前面伏于地敬拜神十二节说阿们颂赞荣耀智慧感谢尊贵权柄大力都归于我们的神直到永永远远阿们
The book of Revelations is describing the future kingdom of God.
在启示录的这一段描述里，它描述到将来的我们的国度。
Before the throne of God and before the Lamb, who is Jesus Christ, this is the picture of worship.
我们所看到的是一幅画面，在神的宝座前，在羔羊耶稣的面前，这是一群在敬拜神的一群人的一个画面。
This is a perfect picture of worship.
这是一个非常完美的一个敬拜的画面。
You see in verse 9, a great multitude.
请你们看第九节，启示录第七章的第九节，说有许多的人。
They were holding palm branches.
他们手上拿着棕树枝。
Signified a worship of royalty.
棕树枝是用来敬拜或者遵从那些皇家的这些皇家的。
And they praised God and give him glory.
他们赞美神，并且把荣耀归于神。
That's the perfect picture in heaven to this king.
这是在天上我们看到的一幅非常完美的画面，来敬拜这位王。
And that is the very same picture that the people in Luke 19 were trying to replicate.
这也就是我们在路加福音第十九章看到的，人们仿佛是在做同样的事情，他们也是在敬拜这位要来的王。
From the people's perspective, do they consider Jesus as the king?
从人的角度来看，他们认为耶稣是王吗？
Can you imagine the people knowing or hearing about Jesus coming towards their city?
你能想象出那是怎么样的一个感觉吗？当他们知道耶稣正在往他们的这个村庄走来。
Someone heard about Jesus or saw Jesus heading towards Jerusalem.
他们曾经听说过耶稣或者看过耶稣，他们听说这位耶稣就要来到他们的村庄。
They ran back into their town.
他们赶快跑回他们的这个村子。
Telling their friends, telling their family.
告诉他们的朋友们和家人。
The king has come.
王来了。
The king has come.
王来了。
That king we've been waiting for, he's come.
我们在一直在盼望来到的那个王，今天要到了。
Everybody got excited.
大家都很兴奋。
They rushed out of the town to receive Jesus.
他们都冲出这个村庄，然后来看耶稣。
And they saw Jesus.
他们看见了耶稣。
And from their heart, they give praise and glory to God.
他们发自内心的把这个赞美献给神。
Because the king that God will give us is now here.
因为神要给我们的这位王今天终于来了。
And Jesus accepted that title.
耶稣他接受了别人给他的这个称呼。
We need to remember, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，我们得心里记住。
This is an important point.
这是一个非常重要的一点。
Before Jesus went to the cross to die for our sins,
在耶稣还没有上十字架为我们的罪而死之前，
He expressed.His position as the king.
他曾经表达了他自己他自己的这个地位，他是一个王。
He is king sent from heaven.
他是从天上送来的王。
He is that king who rules over the kingdom of God.
他是王，因为他以后会执掌整个神的国度。
He is the king over all creation.
他是能够执掌所有的万物的王。
And with that position and with that identity.
耶稣就有这么样一个身份，有这么样的一个地位。
He faced the sin of all mankind.
他才能够面对所有的人的罪。
He faced the ridicules of all mankind.
他能够面对所有的人来讥笑他。
He faced the betrayal of all mankind.
他能够面对别人出卖他。
He suffered.
他受苦。
He was despised.
他被人蔑视。
And he was put to death.
他被处死
as the king
是作为一个王的身份来做这一切事情。
This is not an insignificant point.
这不是一个这不是一个请我们大家不要小看这一点。
There's a parallel passage that help us understand what took place.
如果你在圣经里能找到一些平行的经文的话，也能够帮助能解释我们今天的经文。
Matthew chapter 21.
如果你能翻到马太福音的第二十一章，马太福音二十一章。
Matthew chapter 21 tells us why Jesus was riding on a colt.
马太福音21章告诉我们为什么耶稣要坐在小驴上面。
Verse 4.
第四节，马太21:4。
This took place, Matthew explains, this took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
我们看马太福音21:4，这是成就，马太在这里解释到，这是成就是要应验先知的话，说第五节要对西安的居民，原文说女子说，看哪，你的王来到你这里是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。
This is a prophecy from the prophet Zechariah.
这是从撒迦利亚的这个他的一个预言里引过来的一句话。
Zechariah 9:9, as he is prophesying about this Messiah, the coming king, he says these words.
当撒迦利亚在预言这么要来将要来临的这一位君王的时候，他的在撒迦利亚9:9里有同样的话说，将来的君王会骑在驴驹上。
A few specifics.
一些细节。
Your king comes to you.
他说你的王要来了。
It's not a king.
不是说一个王或者有一个王。
It's not their king.
或者他们的王。
It is your king.
他说是你的王要来了。
It is the king for the daughters or the people of Zion.
这个王是西安的居民或者西安的女子们的王。
The second specifics is that this king would be gentle.
第二个细节是要来的这个王他是什么样的呢？他是一个很温柔的王。
As exemplified by the fact that he's riding not just on a donkey, but on a colt.
我们从哪里可以看到呢？因为他并不骑在驴上面，他骑在一头小驴上。
Not just a colt, but a foal of a donkey.
不只是小驴，是一个驴驹子，刚出生不久的。
Many of you probably have better English than I do.
很多人的英语可能比我要好。
I don't know what a foal is.
我说实话不知道 foal 这个字到底是什么意思。
So I had to look it up.
所以我就去查了一下字典。
A foal is a young animal of the horse family that is 1 year or younger.
所谓的驴驹就这个 foal 这个英文是 foal 它的原意是只在那个马的那个家族里面那个他那个驴是小于一岁的就出生在一年之内的一个小驴。
This is a specific point about the prophecy, right?
这是关于预言的一个很重要的一个细节。
Jesus did not reference Zechariah 9:9.
耶稣他本人并没有引用撒迦利亚9:9。
But when he spoke about this donkey or this colt that he's supposed to be riding,
可是当他说叫门徒们去找这个驴子来骑的时候他
he says, this is a colt that no one has ever ridden on it.
他曾经说过这个驴驹是没有人骑过的。
So it's a young donkey, less than a year old.
所以是一头小驴是大概小于一岁。
Because no one has even ridden on it yet.
因为还没有人骑过这头小驴驹。
Even in that instruction, Jesus is affirming the fact that he is to fulfill the prophecy regarding him as the Messiah King.
即使在这么小的一个细节里面，耶稣的话里面，我们能看出来，他确实是应验了在撒迦利亚9:9所说的将来的这个王所来的所要做的事情。
When we expect a king,
当我们在等待一个王的时候
，When you expect a king,
当你在等待一个王的时候
，Would you expect a king to ride on a young, weak, feeble donkey?
在你想到一个王会来到的时候，你的脑袋里是不是有这么一个画面？这个王会骑在一个小毛驴身上
？If you were getting ready to receive a king.
如果你准备好要接待一个王的到来的时候
，or if you expect to see a king，
如果你准备好要看到一个王的时候
，what kind of animal would you expect the king to be riding on？
你想一想，你会想这个王应该是骑在什么样的一个动物上呢
I think I heard the answer.
我想我可能听见有些人的答案。
A horse.
一头马，一匹马。
Right?
对吗？
In some of your Bibles, right before Luke 19:28, the Bible the translator put a title there.
在你们有些版本的这个英文圣经中文圣经里面，在我们的十九章的二十八节之前，会有一个标题。
What's the title?
你们的标题上说着什么呢？
Triumphal entry.
讲光荣的进入。
凯旋的进入。Yeah. A triumphal entry. 嗯。When you think of a triumphal entry, you would have a picture of a king after having victory over the battle, coming in the best dressed uniform, sitting on the best prepared and cleaned horse, and he walks in with a lot of pride and a lot of dignity.
如果我们想象的一个王会要来到我们当中的时候，我们心中的一个画面是他的凯旋的进入是一个穿的非常非常漂亮的衣服，或者是一个非常威武的一个一个非常有气势的这么一个状态。
If you were the one responsible for receiving the king,
如果你是一个专门负责接待这个王的人呢？
You would make sure the king has the best armors on.
你会让这个王能够有最好的武器装备。
Polished and polished and polished again for him.
你会把他的枪支或者是所有的擦的非常非常的亮。
You would select the best horse in your town.
你会把找出这个村里或镇里面最好的一匹马。
Cleaned, washed, and groomed.
把它洗得干干净净。
Deodorized.
然后除去异味。
And you would use that animal for your king.
你会让你的王骑在那么样的一匹马上。
And if you weren't the one preparing for, you would expect the king's servant to do the same.
如果你可能不会亲自的来做这种准备的话，你可能觉得王的这个仆人他也会做这样的准备。
Why would the king be sitting on a horse?
为什么王要坐在马上呢？
A horse is a stately animal.
因为马是一个很威风的一个动物。
They're big, they're tall, they're strong.
他们很高大，然后非常强壮。
When they walk, their head is held high.
当他们走起来的时候，他们的头一直是仰着的。
Their legs are long.
他们的腿很长。
They take broad steps.
然后他们走起来跨着大步。
What does a donkey do?
可是毛驴呢？
Short legs.
毛驴的腿是很短的。
Small little steps.
它是小小踏步的这么走的。
And they like to stop when you don't want them to stop.
而且是在你不希望它停下来的时候。
They like to turn where you don't want them to turn.
毛驴经常会停下来或者是转身。
Then how do they walk?
然后他们怎么样走呢？
The head is always down.
他们的头一直是低着走的。
Shoulders always shrugged.
他们的这个一直是耸着肩的。
Because they're animal used to carry burdens, right?
因为他们毛驴一般是用来是负重物的。
They're not a stately animal.
他们不是我们印象中那种很威武的、
很
威风的动物。
They are a very humble animal.
他们是一个很卑微的动物。
Let's go back to Revelation chapter 19.
如果你们能翻到启示录的十九章。
Back to Revelation, but go to 19.
我们回到启示录，我们翻到启示录的第十九章。
Verses 11 through 16.
从第十一节到第十六节。
Is Jesus that king?
耶稣是这里面所说的王吗？
He is that king we would expect him to be.
他是我们认为在这里描述的这个王。
Look how the Bible describes our king in Revelations.
我们看一看在启示录里圣经是如何的描述这个王。
Chapter 19 verse 11, I saw heaven standing open and there before me was a white horse whose rider is called faithful and true. With justice he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a blazing fire and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh, he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
19章，启示录19章的第11节。 我观看见天开了，有一匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判征战都按着公义。12节，他的眼睛如火焰，他头上戴着许多冠冕，又有写着的名字，除了他自己没有人知道。他穿着见了血的衣服，他的名称为神之道，在天上的众军骑着白马，穿着细麻衣，又白又洁，跟随他。 有利剑从他口中出来，可以击杀列国。他必用铁杖辖管他们，辖管原文作木，并要踹全能神列怒的酒闸。在他衣服和大腿上有明写着说：“万王之王，万主之主。”
Now that's a king.
这是启示录所描述的王。That's
the king we expect.
这也是我们心目中我们所期盼的那个王的形象。That's
the king the Jews expected.
这也是这些犹太人的心目中他们所期盼的王的形象。When
they give glory and praise to God, this is what they're expecting.
当他们对神献上荣耀和赞美的时候，他们所想象的王是这么样的一位王。But
that's not what Jesus gave them.
可是耶稣并不是以那样的形象出现的。I
could have titled today's sermon as the triumphal entry.
我今天也许可以把我的这个正道的题目改成一个凯旋的进入。But
is it really a triumphal entry?
可是我们所看到的这些描述是凯旋的进入吗?
It's almost anticlimactic.
好像完全相反。If
we were preparing to receive a king as described in Revelation 19,
如果我们的心目中，我们所想象的，我们所要接待的，或者等待的是启示录19章所描述的这样的一个王的话。I'm
so excited for this king to come. I told everybody.
那我非常兴奋，这样的一个王会来到我们中间。The
king has come. Come and see him.
我会非常开心的告诉所有的人，王要来了，快来看，他马上就要来。Come
and receive him.
快来接待他。
Take your clothes.
拿好衣服,
We're going to lay it on the ground.
我们把它铺在地上,
Take the branches.
拿好中树枝,
We're going to come and worship him.
我们会来敬拜他,
and then?
然后呢?
Someone sitting on a donkey?
来了这么一位, 他坐在毛驴上,
A small, weak donkey.
坐在一个非常虚弱的一个小毛驴上,
What would go through your mind?
这个时候你脑海里会 列过的是一些什么想法呢?
That's Jesus' entry into Jerusalem to be king.
这就是耶稣进入耶路撒冷要被称为王。What
kind of a king is he?
他到底是什么样的一位王呢?
Is he a high and mighty king?
他是一个很高大的，一个非常威武的一个王吗?
Is he a powerful and superior king?
他是一个非常有能力的，一个超乎万人的王吗?
Well, yes, of course he is.
当然他是。But
at the same time,
可是同时,
he is a gentle and humble king.
他是一个非常温柔，非常谦卑的王。He
said to his disciples, he came to serve and not to be served.
他对他的门徒说，他来是为了服侍人，而不是被人服侍的。This
is the king that we have.
这就是我们的王。
What did the Jews expect from Jesus?
那么犹太人对耶稣他们有一些什么期望呢?
You know, in John chapter 6,
在约翰福音的第六章,
there is an event that took place many of us are familiar with.
发生了一件我们大家都很熟悉的事情,
the feeding of the 5,000.
就是喂饱5,000人的这么一个神迹。
Jesus used five loaves of bread and 2 pieces of fish to feed a multitude anywhere between 5,000 to maybe 20,000 people.
也就是耶稣用五饼二鱼喂饱了一大群人，这些这一大群人大概是可能估计是在5,000到2万人之间。
And this event took place right after he performed the healing of a crippled man.
这个奇迹，五饼二鱼的奇迹是发生在耶稣的医治的神迹之后，他医治了一个瘸腿的人。
The reason these thousands of people came and gathered around Jesus was because they heard of Jesus' healing and they wanted to be healed themselves.
成千上万的人来拥在耶稣身边是为了什么呢？因为他们听说耶稣会行神迹，他们自己也希望得到医治。
Then when Jesus performed this miracle and all of them were fed,
当耶稣行了这个奇迹五饼二鱼的奇迹，所有人都喂饱了之后呢？
The people said, he is the prophet.
人们的反应是，他就是那一个先知。
He is that Messiah that God has brought to us.
他正是神给我们带来的那个弥赛亚，那个王。
I don't know how many of you know this detail, because after learning this, what was Jesus' reaction?
我不知道你们还记不记得在五饼二鱼之后的一些细节。在他们喂饱之后，在他们说耶稣就是弥赛亚的这个之后，耶稣做了一件什么事情？
John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章。26.
John chapter 6, verse 15.
约翰福音的第六章的十五节。
John 6:15. Jesus, knowing that they intended to come and make him king by force, withdrew again to a mountain by himself.
约翰福音第六章十五节，耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。
There are many times the people wanted to make Jesus king.
圣经里有很多次的描述，都是人们要强逼他做王。
But what kind of a king were they expecting?
可是他们所想期望的王是怎么样的一个王呢？
Is a king who is that Messiah or Savior for them, right?
他们这个王一定是一个能够像弥赛亚一样能够救他们的一位王。
They of course want him to be their king.
他们当然喜欢这么样一位王了。
Because he is the person who can heal all of your sicknesses.
因为他能医治一切的疾病。
He can raise the dead to life.
他能使人从死里复活。
Nothing can prohibit him from healing you.
没有什么东西让他不能来医治你。
He can drive out demons.
他能赶走魔鬼。
He can cure leprosy.
他能够医治大麻风。
He makes the blind see.
他能够使瞎眼得看见。
Not only that.
不只是那样。
If you follow him,
如果你跟随这么一位王的话，
you'll never go hungry.
你是不会饿肚子的。
He is the source of all food.
他是所有食物的来源。
He is the king.
他是王。
He's going to come and save us.
他会来救我们。
He's going to defend us.
他会来保护我们。
We will no longer be oppressed by the Romans.
我们不会在罗马人的这个压迫之下。
We will be delivered.
我们会被他救赎。
We will rise up.
我们会站起来。
We will once again be a strong nation.
我们又会重新成为一个强大的国。
That is revered by everyone.
这样大家都能够非常尊重我们。
Just like the nation under the rule of David.
就像当初在大卫王所掌控的这个国度一样。
They want a physical deliverance.
他们需要他们的肉体上能够得到救赎。
They want a material deliverance.
他们在物质上能得到救赎。
They wanted militaristic deliverance.
他们在军事上能得到救赎。
But that's all they knew that they wanted.
可是那是他们知道他们所想要的东西。
Now, does God know that they have these needs?
神知道他们有这些需要吗？
Does God know that people need healing?
神知道人们的需要吗？人们需要医治吗？
Does God know that people need their daily sustenance?
神知道我们的需要吗？知道我们每天是要饱腹的吗？
Does God know that we want to be delivered from oppression?
神知道吗？知道我们在被压迫的时候，我们需要被救赎的需要吗？
The answer is yes.
答案是他知道的。
On all three.
所有三项他都知道的。
We can see that.
我们也能看到。
Did Jesus heal?
耶稣有没有行过医治的奇迹？
Yes.
他有的。
Did he feed?
他有没有喂饱人呢？
Yes.
他也有的。
But what is his true purpose in his deliverance for people.
可是他在救赎这些在医治这些人的时候他真正的目的是什么呢
What is the true salvation that he needs to bring to people?
他给这些人们人类带来的真正的救恩是什么样的一
个救恩 He is God.
他是神
He knows our most and deepest and most pertinent needs.
他知道我们心中最深切最深处最迫切的一些需要
He knows it more than ourselves.
他知道我们的需要多过我们自己知道我们的需要
And in his omniscience, in his all-knowing,
在他无所不知的这个特质上
What is the deliverance he wants to provide for men first?
他认为最重要的他给人类应该提供的是什么呢
It's a solution to sin.
是一个对付罪的一个解决 方法
Why is there sickness and illnesses in this world?
这个世界上为什么会有疾病
why are there pain and suffering in this world?
为什么会有痛苦和苦难
Why are there warfares in this world?
为什么会有战争在这个世界上
Why are there hunger and famine? Why are there famine?
为什么会有饥荒
Because of sin.
因为罪的存在
Because people have left God.They left God, they rebelled against God.
他们离弃了上帝，他们悖逆，不愿意听上帝的话。
And people do not recognize God.
大家不愿意承认神的神性。
If the problem of sin is solved,
如果罪的问题得到解决，
the other things that are more pertinent to what we consider are important to our lives.Will also be taken care of.
另外一些我们个人认为更加迫切的一些需要也会因此得到解决。
Do you realize that these Jews who were so excited and went out to greet Jesus?
你有没有发现这些犹太人他们如此的兴奋，他们他们跑出去来迎接耶稣。
They were praising God.
他们赞美神。
They were elated.
他们非常非常的兴奋。
They said, "Here comes the King of the Lord Almighty."
他们说，全能王到了。
These same people,
同样的一群人
within 1 week's time,
一周之后
were also the same people,
这么同样的一群人
who screamed, "Crucify him."
他们叫着，钉死他，钉死他。
What happened?
这中间发生了什么事情呢
They were disappointed.
他们失望了。
That wasn't the king I'm waiting for.
这可不是我所想要的或者等的王。
What happened to the horse?
高头大马到哪里去了
What happened to the power?
他的能力到哪里去了
What happened to my food?
我的食物在哪里
What happened to my healing?
我的病为什么还没有好
Well, he can't be the king.
他绝对不是我们想要的王。
He deceived me.
他骗了我们。
I'm so angry.
我非常的愤怒。
I'd rather have him die than to have the robber die.
我们宁愿把他钉在十字架上，都可以把那个盗贼给救下来。
They don't know who the king is.
他们不知道这个王是谁。
Jesus knew all that.
耶稣知道。
And he made sure that he explained and expressed to people that this is the kind of king that he is.
他不光知道，他还在门徒们和在众人们向他们解释，向他们表达，他就是所要来的那位王。
That first, he is a servant king.
他首先来的是，他是一个奴仆的一个形象。
He is here to serve those he loves.
他是来服侍那些他所爱的人的。
He wants them to know the relationship and the life that can only be found in his salvation.
他想他们知道他们因为他给他们带来的救赎他们所能活出的一种是什么样一种生活
Seek ye first the kingdom of God
先求神的国
and his righteousness
和神的义
Then all these things will be given to you
你们所要的一切都会加给你们
The birds in the sky do not sow and do not reap
天空中的鸟它也不收也不种
yet God feeds them and cares for them
我们的天父却看顾他们。
The flowers in the field,
野地的花。
They grow in the spring and in the summer they wither.
他们春天开了，然后到了夏天，他们就枯萎了。
yet God adorns them more beautifully than the time of Solomon of all of his splendor.
可是, 上帝却给他们非常漂亮的装饰, 比在所罗门最繁华的时期, 最漂亮的那些衣服都更加, 更加华美。
Health, money, materials, these are important, yes.
健康, 物质, 还有, 我们所需要的这些物质的东西, 这些都是很重要的, 神知道。
But these will be taken care of by God.
可是神会为我们提供这一切。
But our own sin before Him is not, there is nothing we can do about it ourselves.
可是我们在神面前的罪, 我们自己是, 无能为力来解决他的。
And Jesus says, I am the king.
耶稣说, 我就是这个王。
I should be coming in, riding on a tall white horse.
我应该是骑着高头, 大白马来的耶路撒冷。
With strength in my arm.
我应该是, 非常有威武, 非常, 强大的。
Judge all nations.
我应该是来审判所有的国家。
Performing all miracles.
我应该是来行所有神迹。
Delivering those who belong to me.
我应该来解救那些属我的子民的。
But I'm going to first.
可是我要先做的一件事情。
Save you from your own sins.
我要把你从你的罪里解救出来。
This shows our Lord's love for us.
从这一点上我们能看出我们的主是多么的爱我们。
We see His forgiveness for us.
他对我们的赦免。
We see His mercy.
他对我们的怜悯。
We see His justice.
他对我们的公义。
We see His righteousness.
他对我们的公正。
Because His sacrifice is a sacrifice of love.
因为他的牺牲是一个爱的牺牲。
That's greater and more monumental and more amazing than any of the healings and miracles He has performed.
他所在十字架上所做的牺牲，比起他以前所行的一切神迹来说，都是更加的伟大，更加的有重要性。
You remember the parable of the seed and the soil?
你们还记得这个种子和土壤的这个预言吗？
How many seed were scattered?
记得有几种种子被撒在土里面吗？
Some were taken away by the bird.
有些种子撒在地上以后被, 鸟吃掉了。
Some grew at first, but then withered because the root couldn't go deep.
有些种子, 长出来了一点小苗子, 可是很快就, 枯萎了, 因为它的根扎得不深。
Some grew up but were choked up by all the other plants that are around it.
有些种子也发芽了, 也长成小苗了, 可是它被旁边的这些, 杂草和石头给挤住了, 长不大。
All of these describe those Jews who at first accepted, received Jesus, even proclaimed Him as King.
这几种种子和土壤, 都向我们表明了, 当初的犹太人就是这样的一个心态, 他们刚开始, 就很欢呼这个王, 可是他们觉得这个王并没有达到他们的期望值。
They thought they knew who they were worshipping.
他们以为他们知道他们敬拜的是谁。
But they didn't.
可是他们并不知道。
They became the one who persecuted and put Christ to death.
最后, 迫害耶稣的, 把耶稣钉在十字架上的, 正是这么一群犹太人。
But there's also a type of soil that is the good soil.
可是我们在预言里也记得有一种土壤是好的土壤。
When the seed enters,
当这个种子撒在这种土壤里面的时候,
the root goes deep,
这个根扎得很深,
receives its nourishment from the soil,
根, 这个苗从地里面吸了它所有能吸的营养,
and it grows up,
然后长大,
and it bears fruit,
然后结果实。
Those are the true followers of Christ.
这种土壤就是我们说的耶稣的真正的跟随者。
And those are the people who know the kind of king that they are receiving.
这种人也是这种犹太人, 他们知道他们所期待的, 所接待的是什么样的一位王。
That he is a humble king.
他是一个谦卑的王。
Yes, he is a servant king.
他是一个奴仆的领袖。
Yes, he is a suffering king.
他是一个受苦的王。
He is a loving king.
他是一个有爱心的王。
But also one day,
可是有一天,
he is the king full of power, riding on the horse, judging all nations.
他会充满着能力坐在 大马上来到我们中间来审判所有的国度。
He is our commander, he is our protector, he is our provider.
他是我们的首领，他是我们的保护者。
And we will be absolutely safe under his care and leadership.
在他的领导下，在他的带领下，关心下，我们会十分的安全。
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们，
those of you who are here today,
今天在座的各位，
some of you are a child of God.
有些人是神的儿女，
some of you have yet to become a child of God.
有些人还在寻求。
Do you know Jesus Christ as King?
你们知道耶稣基督这个王吗？
Do you know this king that brings salvation?
你们知道这个王会给你们带来救赎吗？
Have you received this king as the king of all kings and lord of all lords in your lives?
你们在生活中、生命中有没有接受这种王、这个王成为你的万王之王、万主之主呢？
Are we still waiting for God to give us something before we come to believe and trust in him?
我们是不是还处于那种状态，就是在我们 在愿意接受神为我们的救主之前，我们还是希望他能满足我们生活上的需要呢？
Or are we merely coming to God asking him for healing?
还是我们来到他面前只是为了寻求医治呢？
Give me a good job, Lord.
主啊，给我一个好工作。
Help me to get an A on this test.
主啊，帮助我这次考试能得到 A。
Help me to get that next promotion.
主啊，让我能够得到下面这个升职。
For some to help me to win the lottery.
主啊，帮助我能够赢这个乐透。
Help me improve my relationship with my family.
主啊，帮助我能够和我家里人能相处的。
Give me a bigger house.
主啊，赐给我一个大房子。
Is that the way we come before our Lord?
这是不是我们来到神面前所发出的祈求？
That's the least that he can give us.
你们所要的都太少了。
He has so much more to give.
他能给我们的是很多很多的。
Think about this king.
想一想这个王。
Where is he in your life?
他在你生活中的位置是什么？
Whether you're a believer or unbeliever is the same question.
不管你是信徒还是非信徒，都是同样一个问题。
Has our expectation of the king matched his expectation of who he is?
我们对神的期望值和我们今天在圣经里面所看到的对神的这个王的描述是否吻合？
Or are we still hoping that God becomes the God that we want him to be?
还是我们认为我们的神应该成为我们心目中的那个神才是真正的神？
We need to come to know our Lord the wayHe tells us he is.
我们应该以圣经的这种对王的解释来认识耶稣。
We need to understand that everything starts with our sins being forgiven.
我们知道一切的最首要的一个步骤就是我们的罪要得到赦免。
Then our lives will be entrusted in his hands.
然后我们把我们的生命交托在神的手里。
And there is nothing in this world that we need to fear.
我们在这一生里没有什么可以害怕的。
Because God is a faithful God.
因为神是一个信实的神。
And he will be our savior.
他会成为我们的救主。
Let's close with a word of prayer.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we thank you for your words.
天父，我们谢谢你赐给我们你的话语。
We thank you for your love.
我们谢谢你爱我们。
Lord, your love is great.
主，你的爱是何等的伟大。
It is incomprehensible for us.
对我们来说是没有办法来理解。
Why the King of all kings and the Lord of all lords, the Creator of all universe, why you would think of us?
为什么万王之王、万主之主、宇宙的这个掌控宇宙的一切的这么主？会想到我们。
And not only so, that you would limit yourself and become a man to dwell among us.
不光想到我们，而且能屈尊，能 局限自己，变成一个人的形象，住在我们中间。
And not only becoming a man, but to suffer and to die for us.
不光成为一个人的形象住在我们中间，而且为我们而受死，而为我们受苦，为我们死。
All because you want us to come to know of your love.
你这么做的一切，都是因为你想让我们知道你是多么的爱我们。
You want us to know that we belong to you.
你让我们知道我们是属你的。
And all the fullness and all the blessing and the abundance that come from God will be ours to enjoy.
你让我们知道所有的丰富，所有的一切的供给，主啊，都在你里面。
Help us, Lord, to recognize you as our King.
主啊，帮助我们能承认，能认识到你就是王。
The true King in our lives.
你是我们生命中真正的王。
Bless all of us this morning.
主祝福我们今天早上。
Those who need the salvation, may we come to know you as our Savior.
那些需要救恩的，主啊，让他们能看到你就是他们的救主。
May we humble ourselves so we know that we've sinned and offended you, but yet your salvation is ready for us if we were to just accept you.
主帮助我们能看到，我们虽然得罪了，我们犯罪得罪了你。可是如果我们愿意承认你是救主的话，这个救恩是为我们准备的。
Except that you died for our sins and paid for our debt.
我们能承认这个事实，你为了我们的罪而死，你为我们付上了我们的债。
And that in our lives you will be the Lord.
在我们的生命中，你就是主。
And for those of us who have already proclaimed that you are our Lord.
在我们那些已经宣称主耶稣是我们救主的人。
Or those of us who think we already belong to you, Lord.
或者那些认为我们已经属了你，是你儿女的人。
Have mercy on us.
主啊，怜悯我们。
Be patient with us.
主啊，请你在我们身上有忍耐，有耐心。
Because we know we don't recognize you as a king enough in our lives.
因为我们知道，在我们的生命中做的很多事情，我们其实并没有完全的承认。你是我们的主，你是我们的王。
We forgot that you alone is enough for us.
我们经常忘记这个事实，就是主啊，有了你，一切都是多余的。
We're still walking by sight and not by faith.
我们还是凭着眼见，没有凭着信心来走。
We're still only asking for the things of this world.
我们还是在一直在要，在求这个世界上的东西。
We always think that we're right to think that you're unfair and not giving us things that we want.
我们经常想你是多么的不公平，不愿意把这些世界上所有的好东西给我们。
Lord, for these offenses, we ask for your forgiveness.
主啊，我们如果有以上的得罪你的地方，求你赦免我们。
You know our hearts.
你知道我们的心。
We love you.
我们爱你。
And we want to honor you.
我们愿意遵从你的名。
Help us to grow in our faith and in our obedience.
帮助我们在信心里，在顺服里成长。
Bless us, Lord.
祝福我们主。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名。
Amen.